This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. This is the Wednesday morning edition. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live and in living color from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. We want to thank them for carrying our program. And a special shout goes out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Now, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol, too. Thanks for doing the bang-up job that you're doing, keeping us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, those Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, and I'll even add in tonight the convenience store clerks that are there, always there for the 24/7 convenience stores and gas stations. We thank you for the job you do keeping America rolling along. And don't forget the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Go over there, check out all the different things we have to offer. All righty, well, on the telephone line, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, last night we came in with breaking news. Tonight we're coming in with breaking news again. This time it's Puerto Rico, where it appears the stories coming out of Puerto Rico. These are press reports coming out from ABC, from the AP, and from Reuters, that the embattled Puerto Rico governor, Ricardo Rosello, is expected to resign this morning after the past couple of weeks of massive protests, including the one yesterday of 500,000 people that got very rowdy. Riot police were called out. There were injuries reported and all sorts of things going on. So it looks like as if this governor is going to resign today.
That's exactly right, Captain. That's what all the indications are, and you're right. 500,000 people into the streets of San Juan on Monday. Tear gas was used, I believe. But, of course, Puerto Rico reeling from the hurricane, of course, 2 years ago, 3,000 people approximately were killed. This is at the heart of the matter of all this. The island is bankrupt. There's been a federally appointed panel that's overseeing the bankruptcy. That is not going well, of course, in the minds and the eyes of the people as well. And you have these other investigations going on about the governor. We understand that now the court has subpoenaed the telephones of not only the governor, but I think 11 of his associates or aides because of these different statements and things that have been said in these chats and so forth. So it is not a pretty picture at all. And quite frankly, I think that he's seeing the hand, you know, the proverbial hand writing on the wall and may step down. Amid calls, by the way, not only from Democrats on the mainland, but also President Trump himself.
That's true. And the other thing that's kind of expedited this along was the arrest of some of his cabinet people, some of his government officers that were running agencies that were arrested for fraud and corruption, because we talked about this, I believe, last week is when we first found out about it. They found thousands of cases of water. thousands of cases of water in the middle of nowhere in the jungle, which was being sold on the black market. And this was all stuff that was given to them free to give out to their people, along with the food and whatnot that they had, and during the storms, and it never got there.
Exactly right. And, of course, also because of the damage from the hurricane, coupled with the already deteriorating infrastructure and the bad management that had gone on in Puerto Rico, this was just a 1-2 punch, and it has simply gone too far. But here's the other rub in this, Captain. It would appear that the people may not be as happy with the person who may take over if this resignation does occur later on today. That would be Justice Secretary Wanda Vasquez. She is seen as being associated with the governor, and her reputation isn't the best with the people, we understand.
Well, you know, I thought about this when I heard about this a little while ago. It came out just before airtime on the program. The president could be well within his boundaries to appoint a temporary governor or whatever they would call it over Puerto Rico. Could do that, pending an election, which could be called for as soon as let's see, the first of the year or whatever comes closest, November or whatever.
Well, exactly right, and that may be an avenue to go down, because the corruption, all of this at the heart of the matter.
It's all over the place.
It's all over the place, and something has to be done, because the people of Puerto Rico are suffering in very bad ways as a result of this confluence of all these different things, and so it may be the best way to go, again, within the law, within the parameters, but the focus needs to be getting things on the right track and getting them on the right track immediately.
And I want to establish another fact here. Who is running Puerto Rico? What political party?
Well, that would be the Democrats.
You are absolutely right. They're running it lock, stock, and Kitty Hawk. And, you know, there was a Republican a few years back. There was a Republican administration there, which kind of clamped down the screws and made things a little bit tougher. So there wasn't all this free stuff being given out. Sounds familiar, right? All this free stuff being given out. And people could just lounge and loaf and do this, that, and the other. They had to start working for a living. And I guess the Puerto Ricans kind of didn't like that. And didn't like the restrictions that came along with trying to shape things up. And now you got what you got. Governor on the way out. Oh, boy. All right. Well, hold that thought, Kyle. And, folks, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. We are going to talk about Jerry Mueller and company. And we're going to talk about who's running the Democratic Party. I got proof. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And my conversation with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is portion of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, out of Seattle, Washington, who, by the way, listen to this program on Megatalk Radio, AM 920, AM 1400, in the Seattle, Spokane, Tacoma area. And we thank them very much for that. Now, if you're struggling with severe and nagging pain like I have, I do have arthritis and I have problems, and I was kind of stuck with Mobic and Flexeril for about 10 years until I decided, nope, I've had enough of the side effects and this, that, and the other, and I'm going to try something different. And I did. I went to Aleve 3 times a day, which was 6 pills, which is not a great idea for a long term because it can cause bleeding and you can have problems internally. And finally, I heard about this product, just like you're hearing about it right now, Relief Factor. And I said, well, what have I got to lose but pain, right? Well, I tried it. I bought the 3-week quick start, the Relief Factor 3-week quick start. I took it exactly the way it said to take it. It's all natural. There's no narcotics in it at all. It took care of the swelling in my ankles. It took care of the pain in my back. It took care of the pain that I have in my ankle with my replacement ankle. The pain that I have elsewhere that's caused by what happens when you have what we call bad wheels in the business. And guess what? It worked. So I'm using it on a regular basis 2 times a day, once in the morning, once at night. So if you want to find out what I found out and what many other have too, go to relieffactor.com/captain. The website is relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 1995 3-week quick start. Again, that website, relieffactor.com/captain. And try the Relief Factor. It worked for me. It just might work for you. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's talk about, first of all, let's talk about what the Senate did yesterday. Overwhelmingly passed the 911 Victim Compensation Fund funded it for the next 73 years. And this is a good thing because I've got friends of mine and acquaintances of mine, brother and sister firefighters, police officers, donut dollies, steel workers that are coming down with the illnesses from the World Trade Center. Some of them have died. We're losing people. They're not being counted in the tally of the World Trade Center, which they should be. This is a good thing, in my opinion.
I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with you, Captain. On 9/11, we were all united, and we should be united in this endeavor as well to make sure that the 9/11 fund doesn't ever run dry for those who are still feeling the after effects and coming down with these terrible diseases and dying. I mean, this is a big deal, and it's something that is an American problem and not a political problem.
You got it. And I just wanted to get that out there and let the people know, especially the brothers that don't know it, and just about everybody does, but there may be a few that don't. So there you go. Now, Jerry Nadler and Adam Schiff, I've got their last blast of the Blasted Bugler trying to nail something in the Russian probe and all that sort of stuff against the president, with Robert Mueller coming to testify. Now, late last night, we heard that Robert Mueller was going to be bringing his former chief of staff, who was also on the commission as an attorney, legal advisor, with him. And I would, if I was going to go testify in front of Congress, I think I'd want my attorney with me, too.
Well, I think you're exactly right. I think that in as we see these things continue on these different political tracks, whether we're talking about what's going on in the Congress with the squad, as it were, the idea that everybody is sort of fair game in all this, from calling Nancy Pelosi a racist, for example, all the way now to they will go after Mueller and they will destroy Mueller if they have to in order to, quote unquote, get what they want, or at least make it look the way that they want. So I agree. I think you'd want to have your attorney sitting next to you, because Schiff and Nadler, they're kind of like an evil Laurel and Hardy or something, and this is not funny anymore. They actually want to make this happen, and they're gonna try to pull out all the stops.
You know, that's kind of funny, the Laurel and Hardy comparison, because you got the fat guy and the thin guy.
Well, I mean,
just
you know,
like Laurel, they need the top hats.
Yeah, well, but at the same time, they know that they're kind of putting on a show, one would think, because they can read the Mueller report, and they can see what it said, and they know what Robert Mueller will testify to, and it didn't come out the way that they wanted it to, so now they're going to waste the country's time doing this. It's unconscionable. They're not getting to the bottom of anything. If anything, they come off, and the Democrats in general who are pushing this, they come off as like conspiracy theorists, like, okay, wait a minute, we're just going to get one more document and then we'll get it. You know, that it's that kind of thing. It's like it's always hidden. It's always something that, well, if only we got this, if only we got that, then I could prove it all to you. And that's how they sound.
Yeah, and folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, as we do several times a week. And, of course, you are the go-to guy when it comes to a lot of the different stuff that we do, and we certainly appreciate what you do, Kyle.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And I get a lot of compliments every night about the conversations that we have, so there you go.
I'm really happy to hear that.
Yep. Now, who's running the Democratic Party?
Well, that would be easy. That would be a young lady by the name of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Well, we could call them the squad, but I'm going to call them the Jihad 4, because there's pretty much it's not the love of America that we hear anymore with these people. And I really believe that they are setting the agenda for the Democratic Party in general and the Congress and the House of Representatives. Now, here's what Andrea Mitchell and Lauren Underwood had to say yesterday on MSNBC, a station I don't watch, but I get the audio, and this is interesting audio. Listen to what they had to say here.
I know you voted, as a freshman, you voted with the leadership, with Speaker Pelosi on the emergency aid bill, and separately from the so-called squad, the women who have been under attack. So you may be not in their camp politically, but what is your reaction to the way the president has targeted them with racist names and today saying that they are racist and not smart.
You know, it's been really disturbing to see the president escalate this exchange of words between sitting Democratic congresswomen. And, you know, Mr. President, like it or not, sir, we are here. We are serving in the United States Congress. There is a cohort of smart, prepared, dynamic young women serving in the Congress. And yes, they are bold and are setting the agenda. But quite frankly, Andrea, women are setting the agenda in this 116th Congress. And that's something that we haven't seen before. And so, you know, I've been very alarmed by the president's words, and I'm hopeful that he will turn his attention to solving some of the problems in our country, like the humanitarian crisis that's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border.
Now, who is it that really needs to solve the quote, humanitarian crisis going on along the U.S.-Mexican border? Would it be the President of the United States, who could only do it by executive order, or would it be the Congress that should have had this problem solved already?
Oh, that would definitely be the Congress. Yeah.
So she's criticizing, well, she's not criticizing herself, obviously, but she's going along and saying, well, women are controlling the agenda in the Congress, and it's, for 116. Yeah, they are, but the women that are controlling it are the Jihad Squad, AOC and company.
Well, exactly. You know, Captain, I think that for President Trump, and this is just my concerted opinion, is that he looks at all these shenanigans that go on, and I don't think it computes for him. I think that he understands that if you see a crisis happening, like, for example, you know, you have all these illegal aliens coming over the border, for example, you try to find a way to fix the crisis. And it's not totally dissimilar to trying to fix problems as you're building buildings or doing developments. You have to actually fix things in order for it to all come together. But the politicians in Congress, and especially those with an axe to grind for some reason, the so-called humanitarian crisis on the border is only good for them as long as it never gets solved. So they can only use it to weaponize, basically. And that's where I think especially the American people say, well, wait a minute, President Trump actually wants to do something that fixes this, but yet, especially someone from the squad, they don't want to fix it. They want it to keep going. And that's becoming more and more apparent.
Well, we're fixing to take a break, but when we come back from that break, I'm going to play the president. I'm going to play him in his own words for what he said about the squad, and he's calling them a squad. We're going to call them the Jihad Squad or the Mob 4. You tell me, folks, and then Kyle, I'm going to ask you the same question when I play this. You tell me what he said that was racist when he says exactly what he says, word for word, via this minute-long clip that I've got. And then you folks can tell me what he said that's racist. There's not anything in there at all that's even close. So once again, it goes to prove that the Democrats are pushing an agenda just to get it out there and let you think that it's something that it's not.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
U.S. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former special counsel Robert Mueller is all set to go before two House committees, but he's not expected to stray away from what he said in his lengthy report on the Russia investigation. When he was asked before, he said this.
The report is my testimony.
The Justice Department is giving him cover, telling him in a letter to stick to the report's contents. They also wrote that he shouldn't discuss redacted material, including information about uncharged third parties and executive privilege. The letter provides Mueller a formal directive he can cite if he gets questions that he doesn't think he should answer. In his only statement after being appointed special counsel, Mueller said he would not go beyond the report if he testified. The Justice Department's letter was in response to his request for guidance about limits on his upcoming testimony. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and Wayne Allyn Root is overseas right now. I don't know if he'll be back to do anything this week or not, but I believe he's overseas in France, touring the countryside, if you will. And this portion of the program is brought to you by GEICO. Now, GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money on their insurance for over 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers. And they insure your humble radio host, too. Now, your local GEICO office can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, whether it's the car or the truck that you're driving, or maybe it's your motorcycle, your ATV, a boat or an RV, or even a snowmobile. They can cover it all. And they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through your GEICO insurance agency. So to find out more, there's two ways to do it. Go to the website, GEICO.com. That's G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. Or look them up in the yellow pages or the white pages. Or do a simple internet search using anything other than Google. Because remember, we found out that Google is actually spying on people. So we don't really want to have that going on now, do we? So find yourself another search, Firefox or anybody you want. And there's others to mention there, too. By the way, quick shout-out to a whole bunch of people that are chiming in tonight. And it's been very busy on the sidebar here with all the messages. Hello to John in Ohio. Hello to Linda in Illinois. Hello to Tim in Bradenton. Hello to Melanie in New York City. Hello to Terry up in Nashville. Cousin Vinny's fishing tonight. He showed me a picture of him fishing. So, okay, I hope you catch something there, Cousin Vinny. Hello to Jeff in Sarasota. Hello to Dave up in Indiana, who's chimed in. Doug down in Miami. And Joanne, who is in... let's see, where is she? Oh, Louisville, Kentucky. And then we've got Pam chiming in, too, who's up in Atlanta. So those are the folks chiming in. And Trucker Ed, howdy to you. Hope you're doing well tonight and drive safe on the road, as well as to Trucker Mark and Susan. Hope you're doing well. And Kathy with a C, hope you're doing well. Catwoman and Road Dog chimed in earlier, and they're headed back down to Laredo. They were in Effingham, Illinois. Okay, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we just heard what it sounds like from Andrea Mitchell and a Democratic congresswoman. But we haven't heard what the president had to say, President Trump, about the Fab Four or the Squad or the Jihad Squad or the Mob Four, whatever it is we're going to call them. But this is what he said, and I want everybody to pay attention, and then you tell me what he said that was racist. Here we go.
On your speech, why you escalated your feud with four congresswomen and racial questions?
Well, I think they're very bad for our country. I really think they must hate our country. I think the four congressmen we're talking about, the congresswomen, what they've said about Israel, what they've said about our country, when they talk about disgusting people, when they talk the way they talk, when the one mentioned that brown people should speak for brown people and Muslim people should speak for Muslim people, and you hear all this. It's not what our country is all about. No, I think they're very bad for our country. I think they're very bad for the Democrat Party. I think you see that, and they're pulling the Democrats way left. Nobody knows how to handle them. I feel they're easy to handle. To me, they're easy to handle because they're just out there. They're very bad for our country, absolutely. No, I don't think, no racial tension. No, there's no racial tension. Look, I had my best numbers recently, and it's because of the economy and what I've done for the African-American. When you look at the African-Americans are doing better than they've ever done in our country. We're creating numbers. Look at the poverty numbers. Look at so many different, look at the unemployment numbers, the best they've ever had. No, we have fantastic relationships with the African-American community. I think you'll see that. Certainly you're going to see that in 2020. I believe.
Okay, so what did he say that was racist?
You know, well, it's been predefined as racist. In other words, President Trump could have said anything, and people would still say, well, he's criticizing Omar or Tlaib or AI.
As well he should.
As well he should.
What have they done for their constituents?
That's a really good question.
Now, I got one for you. Mm-hmm. There was a vote in the House yesterday. And it was about the Israeli boycott that the House wanted to pass. They wanted to, to say that the United States government was going to boycott the Israeli settlements and this, that, and the other, some of the things that were going on. Well, yesterday, in a bipartisan vote, the House overwhelmingly okayed a resolution opposing the Israeli boycott in a bipartisanship vote. Guess who voted for it?
Well, my wildest guess would be the Squad.
You got it. Yeah. All four of them.
Exactly.
Okay, so how does that help anybody anywhere in the scheme of things? And by the way, when you continually have Omar in Minnesota, which you people that are listening to me and our affiliates up there in Minnesota tonight, vote her out. I don't care how you do it. I don't care what it is you have to do. Start a petition drive. Go with the facts that are there. Here's what I've done for me lately, and here's what I didn't do for me lately, and put that in there and see if you can figure out who's bringing home the bacon. It's not Omar, and it certainly isn't Tlaib. She's in the third worst congressional district in the United States, and it's not getting any better.
No, it's not. And, you know, again, President Trump is being roundly criticized because he is criticizing them. And it's being taken in some sort of racial, and as I said, sort of predefined as being quote-unquote racist. But here's the thing. you can criticize things in America, or you can call for change. America has always had the ability to move in the what I'd like to call the right moral direction. So whether you're John F. Kennedy identifying things and saying we got to get on the right track here, or if you're Martin Luther King Jr. And saying, look, these inequities are not right, bringing about the civil rights movement, but neither of those people you would ever say that somehow they're anti-American. You see, because you can criticize or want to do good without going to these weird extremes that the squad seems to do, that any objective listener would say, yeah, that they don't like this place. They're trying to actually to degrade America rather than trying to lift it up, and they're doing so by creating racial tension and race hatred, and that's wrong.
Well, you're absolutely right, and if they would pay attention to what's going on in their own district, as has been suggested before by many people, and try to do the better for them instead of AOC by saying, well, we can't have Amazon here because they make way too much money, and they're only going to pay their people $15 an hour. By the way, Tlaib has put forth and she's going to be putting forth legislation to raise the minimum wage to $20 an hour. Okay, that's number one. Number two, yesterday Elizabeth Warren entered legislation in the Senate to pay off all the student debt, period.
Well, will it be retroactive to the students who just paid off their debt? You know, I mean,
are they going to get money back?
Because yeah.
Well, the answer to that is no.
No, yeah. Well, they're too bad, so sad, then you're too late.
Yeah, but anybody who's got student debt will have it paid off, period.
Yeah, but that's just so much political grandstanding.
It's pandering.
Yeah, and
it isn't going to happen.
It's not going to happen, but it sounds like, oh boy, that's great. And you know what? And I'm all for students paying off their student debt. Absolutely. That's why we have to generate opportunity in this country. We have to make sure the economy, it continues to take off like a rocket ship so they can go out and get a great job and they can live the American dream. That's what we should be doing for them. That's our responsibility, and they've got a great education. Now let's get them to use it. Let's not just pay.
And is it our responsibility to take people to come into this country illegally and give them free health care, give them free housing, give them free education, give them free money? Is it our responsibility to do that?
It is not our responsibility to do that. Obviously, we give people medical attention, emergency medical attention. Nobody's ever rejected because we're human beings. But the idea is that you don't institutionalize this idea and say, hey, come to California, you get free health care, and you don't ever have to be a citizen, and you can live on the outskirts of society, and we're just going to, you know, that just makes no sense. That doesn't help people.
And how about what part of the word illegal don't you understand?
Exactly.
Now, we know we need to change the immigration laws. We know we need to change the asylum law for sure, which is a big attraction. We must do that, and they are sitting on their hands when it comes to that. And again, the House of Representatives is led by the Democrats. The Senate is run by the Republicans, and the Senate has passed legislation already, which has been set aside or tabled in the House to change the immigration laws. It's already started from one to the other, but it's not a two-way street. So, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow night.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And I'm coming right back with more in our Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Kathy, give them the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials, and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
They say can't be done. We've got a long way to go.
Jerry Reed, eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking, and that's our Highway and Byway Report song for this hour, coming on into the weather and the highway conditions out there. Now, we've got a little bit of a different story today when it comes to the weather, because it's not quite as dramatic as it has been the last few days. However, I will tell you, if you're traveling around the Gulf of Mexico, there are some thunderstorms coming in off the Gulf here in Florida, so if you're traveling I-75, I-10, you will be finding some thunderstorms tonight, more than likely, coming from the Gulf, the west to the east, starting earlier than what they have before. And then tropical depression that we had, number three, that was moving up the east coast, it's pretty much dissipated. And right now, all it is just a rainmaker where it's raining, but it's moving away from the United States, so it won't be much of a factor anywhere along the east coast, except for right along the coastal regions of perhaps the Carolinas and the New York, New England areas up in there. Now, let's start. We're taking a look at the highways and byways. We'll start out in Florida. I 95 is looking good. All the way up through, all the way to Maine. I don't see anything weather-wise that's going to bother you right now, except for, of course, the normal nighttime construction in some of those same areas, because I-95 will never stop being worked on in the major urban areas up there. They just have to keep building. But anyway, you got I-4 looking good, Alligator Alley looking good, I-75, as I said, rain coming in, you'll have rain to contend with. I-10, when you get west of the I-75 junction, there'll be some showers in there you'll have to contend with moving across. However, once you get up into the panhandle, looking good, going across all the way to the San Antonio area, where you might run into a little bit of foul air once you you go through Houston and you get out towards San Antonio. There's some stagnant air advisories there because of the high heat they've had and whatnot, and some of the particles in the air. Also the same for the Dallas Metroplex, I-35 and I-20, I-30 as well. You'll have some air quality problems there. But going out west, you look good till you get all the way to Arizona. And then around Phoenix, again, an air quality warning, and going out west to San Diego on I-8, looking good there. There'll be some high heat advisories once you get closer to San Diego in the high desert. And by the way, the high desert today in California, high heat advisories 110 to 115 degrees or warmer. And I'm talking about needles. Everybody knows what that is. So be careful out that-a-way. And Barstow, it's going to be very warm out there. Then again, I-40 looking good coming across, except for the central part of Oklahoma. You've got a stagnant air advisory there, but other than that, looking good all the way back and forth. I-70 going out west all the way to Utah, looking good. You'll have a short section of Colorado near Denver where you've got, the stagnant air advisory there. I-80 looking good going across. Let's see here. I-90 looking good going across. I-94 looking good going across. There is an area of unsettled weather, however, up in Montana, central Montana, for about a 100-mile wide stretch all the way up to Canada, for possibly some thunderstorms and showers going on today. By the way, Flagstaff, Arizona, want to report that where they had the fire watches that we told you about, they had some lightning strikes there, which apparently started a wildfire, which is not under control in the Flagstaff, Arizona area. They've got about 500 firefighters on the ground. They've got more assets coming in trying to get control of it, because it is in an area where it could approach some populated some residential areas if they don't get a handle on it fairly quickly. And we'll keep our eyes on what's going on in Flagstaff, Arizona, because of that reason. Now, there is a fire watch tonight in southeastern Idaho on the way to Boise. Be careful there. And again, conditions are ripe for dry lightning, and there are some possibilities of thunderstorms there as well in Idaho, where it could start a forest fire or a wildfire.
Same thing with Washington State, Central and Eastern Washington, a fire threat advisory there. Central Oregon, again, same thing for the weather, possibility of thunderstorms, and lightning could cause a wildfire at any time in those areas. So be careful out there. Now, monsoonal moisture is going to produce a marginal threat for flash flooding in the Four Corners region for the next few days. Of course, that is New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, and Utah. And we'll see how all that plays out with what could or could not happen there. And it's gradually going to build up the heat again in the desert southwest. Portions of California for the next several days are going to have excessive heat warnings, as I just told you. The high desert east of L.A., headed towards Las Vegas, and north-south over there headed towards Bakersfield, you're going to have some excessive temperatures. In addition, high pressure will provide quiet and comfortable weather for today on the East Coast, so things are looking better there as you move along. Now, the Highway Imbiber Report that we put out for the truckers, and feel free, you know, you truckers that are out there, if you see something that you think your brother and sister truckers need to know about in terms of highways, like Catwoman and Road Dog have let us know before in their travels about big wrecks or big delays, if you see that, you can give us a call, and we'll definitely get it out there right away for the truckers that are listening as a public service. But the Highways and Byways Report's brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J. Now, Pilot and Flying J is not your daddy's truck stop anymore, because Pilots went out and bought and expanded some existing truck stops that were there. They remodeled them. They put the Pilot logo up there. They were already travel plazas, but they made them even better in terms of what they did to them and put in them. Now, you can find ample parking. Of course, Flying J's are known for that. Also, the Pilots now, the travel centers. And they even made some of the parking lots bigger in some of the Pilots that were already there. They've got the Catscales, of course, the Transflow Express travel documents where you get your permits for your oversized, over-width, over-height loads. Also, your trip packs where you can get your loads in quicker to your company so you get paid. They have audiobook rentals. They have payphones, of course, high-speed internet kiosks inside, and Wi-Fi inside and out so that you can use your computers and access them in your trucks when you're sitting out there in the parking lot. And, of course, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing all available, public laundry, showers, game rooms, and, of course, the lounges with the big screen televisions that they're so famous for in a lot of the different truck stops. And there you go. And it's all there for you to take advantage of. And the food, well, Arby's, Chester's Chicken, Dairy Queen, McDonald's, Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, and even the full-service food Dunkin' Donuts are in a lot of these Pilots and Flying J's. Now, the Flying J's also, you'll see the sit-down restaurants could be a Denny's, a Huddle House, or a Moe's Southwest Grill. Now, the bigger Flying J's also have one of the fast food places in there as well. I know there was one Flying J that we used to go to stop from time to time on the way up to Detroit, and it not only had the restaurant in it, it had a Pizza Hut in it for people that just wanted to grab a pizza. So that's something that they do there as well. All righty. We'll be back. Ms. Rosemary coming on after the top of the hour here. Your stations are going to do some identification, pay some bills, all that good stuff. And this is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida. Kathy, give them the number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.